A lot of us are curious about the oil pipeline running through the Straits of Mackinac. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. So we have this project here at Michigan Radio called Am I Curious?
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
You ask the questions, we put the questions up for a vote, then we investigate the winning question with the person who asked it. Justin Cross asked us about the status of the Enbridge pipeline running through the Straits of Mackinac. Mark Brush asked him why he wanted to know more about it.
Justin Cross says he found out about the Enbridge pipeline and the Straits the same way a lot of other people did.
I had no idea it existed until I saw the National Wildlife Federation video last fall. And I'm like, holy smokes, how did this happen?
Think about what would happen to the economy of this whole region if one of those sprung a leak.
The video shows footage of an underwater dive on part of the pipeline. The words broken supports and unsupported pipeline covered in debris are shown in sections of the video. And it labels the 60-year-old pipeline as a, quote, sunken hazard. Enbridge is the same company that had a pipeline split open and dump more than 800,000 gallons of thick tar sands oil into the Kalamazoo River. So naturally, a lot of people want to know whether the pipeline under the Straits is in good shape or not. We went to the Straits of Mackinac to ask Enbridge some questions ourselves, and that's where I met this guy.
My name is Tom Prue, and I'm a region engineer for Enbridge Pipelines. And today we're out in the Straits of Mackinac working on the pipeline supports for our crossing.
This barge is anchored out in the middle of the straits. There's a video screen that shows a diver 200 feet below installing a new anchor support on the pipeline.
1900 left, 1950 right. Roger, copy that.
The state of Michigan has an old easement that says the pipeline has to be supported at least every 75 feet. The strong currents in the Straits of Mackinac can sweep sediment away. The lake bed can shift, so that means the length of unsupported pipeline can change over time. Prue says that's what keeps them busy.
The biggest challenge is just making sure that the support is adequate. Other pipelines have issues with third-party damage and corrosion. We don't really have that out here. The main issue is just making sure that it's well-supported and the coating's in place.
The company says their pipeline under the straits has never leaked. Prue says it's because of the way this section of pipeline was built back in 1953. He says the steel is strong, and their inspection tools don't show any major problems. So that's what Enbridge tells us. But this is the same company that knew about cracks and corrosion on the pipeline that split open near the Kalamazoo River. Carl Weimer is with the National Pipeline Safety Trust. It's a pipeline watchdog group. I asked Weimer what seems like the obvious question about this pipeline. How can a 60-year-old line be in excellent condition?
Well, we've seen older pipelines that are, you know, operated and maintained well that look almost like new pipelines. And on the other hand, we've seen new pipelines that look like they're 80 years old. Or, you know, are in bad shape. So it really depends on how the company's been operating and maintaining it. And that's a really hard thing to find out.
It's hard to find out because the company is the keeper of the information. The federal agency that oversees pipeline companies audits a company's management and maintenance records. If their records look good, then that's it. So back to Justin Cross's question. What is the status of the old Enbridge pipeline under the straits? To truly get to the bottom of Justin's question, we would need to see the records that back up Enbridge's claim. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
This Thursday, we'll hear about the records that are available and what those records tell us about the pipeline's condition. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.